This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. If you haven't already done it, and even if you have, you need to do it again because you can do it daily. You need to get in my giveaway. You can win a remote podcasting package and also podcast marketing help. It's worth $27,000. Just kidding. It's worth $2,700, $2,721 to be exact. You will get the Zoom H4n Pro digital multi-track recorder. This thing is great. It's a rock solid piece of equipment. You can put it in your carry-on, take it with you anywhere you go. Got a couple of indestructible mics to go with it, the cabling, everything you need to get a great podcast on the road. You'll get an advanced copy of my brand new book, Big Podcast, How to Grow Your Podcast Audience and Get Everyone Talking About Your Show. You'll have it a month before anybody gets it. It's 93,000 words of podcast marketing advice, but trust me, it's an entertaining read. I've spent a lot of time on it. You're going to love it. You also get Big Podcast Blueprint. That's where I work with you one-on-one to help you grow your podcast audience, help you deliver your message. If you want a big podcast this year, this is the package for you. Go to bigpodcast.us. That'll get you taken care of. Bigpodcast.us, because it's just us. I'm helping you grow your podcast this year. Bigpodcast.us to enter right now. Let's talk about how to be memorable to your podcast guests. I want you to think about this. Most podcasts have a very similar guest experience. That's because most podcasts, we do our interviews remotely. And that means a connection via Skype. It means that your guest is in the exact same place for the interview with you that he would be if he were doing an interview with me or Joe or Jim or Bob. He's got the same scenery, same stuff going on around him. So that's not very memorable. Also, and this one's on us, guys, most hosts aren't very good. That means they likely talk about the same subject with their guests. And that's not necessarily bad, but a lot of them have the same hook, the same questions. Tell me how you got started. What's one quote that you find motivating? If you had to start all over and live your life again, what would you do differently? Those aren't bad questions within context. I certainly ask those questions at times, but when you've got a guest and you're asking those questions, I'm asking those same questions. Joe, Jim, and Bob are asking those same questions. It's not very memorable. And that's what we're talking about. You want your guest to have a memorable experience with you. There are a million ways that you can stand out. I'm going to give you three quick ways to do that right now. One, and this is so obvious, this is not rocket science, it's get the interview up quickly. Show up on time. Be prepared. Have your shit together. I had a guy reach out to me about doing an interview. It's via Skype. I'm ready for it. I'm excited about it. I call him up. Sometimes you call and somebody will have a technical issue maybe. Sometimes the mic isn't working. That happens from time to time. But you know what this guy was doing? He was eating breakfast. Oh, hold on a minute. I'm just finishing up my breakfast. Hey, man, didn't you know that I was going to call for this interview? Maybe I should call back when you're not so hungry. And that puts me in an awkward spot because I've got interviews booked back to back. I've got other things that I need to do. I want to get you great information. But you're not giving me enough time to give you great information. You told me that you needed 30 minutes. You told me that you needed an hour. And here we are, tick tock, tick tock. You're finishing breakfast. It's not very respectful of your guest. So if you want to be memorable, don't do that. Just do the right thing. Show up on time, be prepared, check your mics out, have everything working. Guests are pretty forgiving. Sometimes things don't work. Like I said, sometimes you get to that point where you're like, Mic's not working and I don't know what to do. People are going to be forgiving, but don't do something that shows disrespect for your guest. If you said to call in at 2 o'clock, he's expecting you to get working at 2 o'clock. Value your guest's time. The second thing, this is huge. This is going to take a little bit more of your time, but again, it shows respect of the guest. You want to edit your guest. That means taking out ahs, something that doesn't make the guest sound great. Your job as a host is to make your guest sound great. That's respectful of your audience. That's respectful of the guest himself. So if your guest does something like, or has to think about something, maybe your guest is like me. He's just released a 93,000 word book. You ask him something, it throws him off. It happens. Sometimes your guest is going to get thrown off. He's got to look something up. He's got to verify something. There's there's ahs. Take that out. There's no point in you leaving that in. And it is so easy to remove. It's also making your episode more likely to get passed around because the guest does sound so good on it. If you're wondering why guests aren't sharing your episodes, maybe that's it. Maybe it's because you're not making them sound good enough. Make them sound good, they're going to pass them along. The third thing, this is something that I mentioned yesterday, a thank you note. I went deep into this yesterday real quick. It needs to be memorable, handwritten, and thought out. Send a thank you note, not email, postal mail. And if you mention something during the conversation that you've had with your guest, such as a book, send the book. Be gracious to your guest. If you're relying on guests for content, meaning you're asking the questions and they're coming up with the content that your listeners are listening to, you owe them a lot. Be gracious. Be thankful. Send them a book. It's going to help them have a good experience. They're going to pass your information along. Not only the episodes that they share, but other guests that might have a great experience with you as well, they will bring those guests to you. It sounds simple. It sounds easy. It is, but very few people do it. It's just as easy not to do it. Don't be one of those podcasters. Show up on time, get the interview out quickly, edit the interview so your guest sounds great, and be grateful. Be thankful. Let them know it. Send them something in writing. Hey, speaking of being memorable, I want to help you be more memorable this year. Every podcaster needs a remote podcasting package. I've got one as part of a package that I'm giving away that's not only the recorder, the physical things that you need to make this podcast, but also the knowledge and the help to help you market that podcast. You'll get a Zoom H4n Pro digital multi-track recorder. I've got a couple mics to go with it, cables. You'll get an advanced copy of my brand new book. It's called Big Podcast, How to Grow Your Podcast Audience and Get Everyone Talking About Your Show. 93,000 words. It's a podcast marketing manifesto. It's going to help you grow your podcast this year. I'm going to personally work with you, something I call Big Podcast Blueprint. We'll work one-on-one. I'm going to help you grow your podcast, attract an audience, help you deliver your message. You will also get VIP tickets to my Big Podcast book launch party. You're going to meet a lot of great podcasters, a lot of people in the broadcasting industry. You'll be my guest. And the way to get all of this is to go to bigpodcast.us, bigpodcast.us. Just you and me, we're growing our podcast this year. You can start things off right by going to that URL, bigpodcast.us, and get entered to win this package today. Guess who I've got in the radio studio today? Richard Marx. Remember him? 14 number one hits. He's coming to my studio today. He'll be in here in just a couple of hours. Tomorrow, I will share the story of how I got that interview, what I do to get interviews like that, and what you can do to do the same thing. That is tomorrow on Build a Big Podcast. If you're not subscribed, call me, 938-888-8894. That's the subscriber hotline, 938-888-8894. Call it, see how it works. That's one of those tricks I'm going to show you when you work with me. 938-888-8894. Call it, and I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.